Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Show you bang STDDB all day every day. Gotta show some love to all of you with all the positive Christmas vibes my way. We'll talk about a personal matter that I've been dealing with. I really appreciate all your messages, and I want to start about a pretty big transfer portal offensive lineman, Josh Thompson. This looked and felt like a Tennessee volunteer commitment was in the works here, but I've heard some good things. Obviously, I cover Tennessee pretty regularly on Power SEC, and their offensive line got absolutely abused versus Ohio State. So I was really freaking excited to see that we are still in it for a guy who is one of the best offensive guards in all of college football. Josh Thompson graded out as the 35th nationally ranked offensive guard. Normally that means you're going to the NFL, and he was only a year three player. So he's going into year four. He still has two more years of eligibility left. I think these are the kinds of guys that you should spend. And Tennessee, of course, has money to spend, and we have money to spend as well. Good stuff from LSU. Hopefully we do eventually get him. I do think he's pretty solid. And now I've not watched a whole lot of him, but you know, PFF thinks he's that good, and this is a guy who's played over 600 snaps in each of the last two seasons. Those guys are very much needed. And here's the thing about offensive linemen. They never leave the field. Here's another thing about offensive linemen. They aren't as plentiful in the transfer portal. So, obviously, I would love for LSU to find a way to get this done. Now, as fun as that is, as fun as this transfer portal class has been, Braylon Moore is still the single most important transfer. I'm not sure if there's someone that's going to be close in terms of importance and what he's going to bring LSU. Okay? But the truth here is we are still in a spot that we need to rebuild our offensive line. So two things that you need to look out for over the next week. Can we get Josh Thompson? The second thing, can we see somebody emerge in this bowl game versus Baylor? Can we? Because this offensive line is going to be pretty much new all across our front. Okay, Miles Frazier, of course, will play, but he'll be a right tackle instead of a right guard. Now, I am in a giving mood. I am. And at the end of the year, we normally give things out. And a lot of the times it is kind of like private. I'll send some of our biggest donors, some of our biggest supporters, people that are in the live chat every day. I'll send you a card or a piece of memorabilia. But I want to give this out. As many of you know, my head is not that big. Actually, it's too big. Excuse me. This hat isn't big enough. Five letters, okay? I won't say what this means because we're family-friendly on weekdays. On school nights, we're family-friendly. But I do want to give this out to someone who in every live chat is wearing an STTDB t-shirt. This shirt will, or excuse me, this hat will match Jared Addison to perfection. So congratulations, Jared. As many of you know, Jared is probably the number one diehard PHL fan all the way in Mobile, Alabama. And part of why I want to give this out is my family from Mobile, Alabama is in town. So we won't be going live all too long. It was meant to be, Jared, for you to have this hat. So congratulations. Honestly, Jared, you know I love you. I wanted to keep it. My head is too big. That's part of the problem. So I wanted to give Jared something. And this just happened to be the perfect gift for Jared. There you go. Okay. Now, next thing, we are roughly a week away from Baylor. A little less than that. What type of team will show up on New Year's Eve? It's going to be weird. The motivation factor really isn't there. All right, so let's go through the bowl games that we have played up to this point. And let's talk about motivation. So technically, the first bowl game of the quote-unquote Brian Kelly era was the Texas Bowl with Jontre Kirkland. But obviously, Brian Kelly wasn't the coach of that team, but he was there. And obviously, you saw what team was fielded then. Then you go to the next season. LSU, first season under Brian Kelly. This is something I see with all first-year coaches. Players are mostly motivated through the end of the season with a first-year coach. It's just how it works. And our season was really good. We won the SEC West. We were on a two-game losing streak. We wanted to end the season on a high note, and we had an absolutely atrocious opponent. And then the following season, in our bowl game, were we motivated? Well, yes. Malik Nabers needed a record to be broken. We were also really excited about Garrett Nussmeier getting his first start. We were also really excited about Joe Sloan getting his first offensive coordinator shot at it. So we were a very motivated team in that game. So think about that. Every single season under Brian Kelly, we have had serious motivation going in to the bowl game. This is not that year. Joe Sloan is the guy. Okay? There's nothing for him to prove. Other than this just being another game and him showing the world that maybe he does deserve another year back as the LSU offensive coordinator. Is there anything for LSU to prove defensively? Really, the only guy who is really chasing something on defense is Braden Swenson, who's trying to become the first LSU Tiger with double-digit sacks since Arden Key. That's it. There are no other motivations for LSU defensively. A lot of our secondary is gone. Transfer portal. Now, there are some young guys that probably want to prove themselves for next season. Sure. There's a lot of that on both sides of the football. But I just don't know which LSU is going to show up for the Baylor game. I am not so worried about Baylor. And I'll also tell you this. Even if we do come out flat versus Baylor, and I want this to be known before we actually get to the game, I'm not going to be too worried about it, because obviously these last couple of weeks have had way more to do about next year than this bowl game. So I'm not saying I'm not excited about the game on New Year's Eve, but this is a bowl game that we have frequented quite a bit versus a team that isn't necessarily a team that you get really amped up to play. Now, obviously, I like Baylor a lot, even though their players tweeted me a not-so-pleasant thing a few weeks ago. I won't tell that story again, but I am a big Dave Aranda fan. I'm a huge Dave Aranda fan. So, there you go. Now, the next thing. Uh-oh. He's here. The Master Blaster. Okay. Not going that long tonight, by the way. A lot of family still in town. Want to spend as much time as we possibly can with them. But I also miss you guys. I don't like missing live streams, as you guys can tell. I do want to talk a little bit about Blake Baker as we move forward. Maybe he has something to prove in this bowl game. I don't think so. Obviously, Baylor's offense isn't anything that people pointed to as, you know, a typical high-flying Big 12 offense that we see in bowl games. Okay? So, hopefully, our LSU defense is able to dominate a somewhat decent matchup versus a Baylor offense that has been The big dog is here. What's up, Tony? Good to see you. We'll go to John. John says, it sounds like you're talking about fan motivation. No, I'm talking about player motivation. Players love to play and compete. All games are huge to players. I plan and hope to be there. I would have to disagree. There are plenty of bowl games you could point to and see that the players mailed it in. Now, I will say, John, to your point, and it is a very valid point, have I seen other teams do this? Yes. LSU, though, I am not sure if they've ever just kind of mailed it in for a bowl game. And I'm not just looking at this through purple-colored glasses. So John makes a good point. We normally don't just no-show for a bowl. Now, there are other programs who have. Okay, I'll share one with you. The Florida Gators. They have had some notoriously boring bowls where it's pretty obvious that they didn't really show up. Oregon State a few years ago under Billy Napier. And the craziest one was the Sugar Bowl versus Teddy Bridgewater and Louisville. It's ironic you bring that up, John, because obviously Teddy Bridgewater decided to come back for another season in the NFL. So he went and won a state championship in high school football as a coach. And now he's back as an NFL player with the Lions. But I was at the Sugar Bowl, and that year, and we also stayed at the same hotel as the Florida Gators team. So I got to see, you know, a lot of the players walking around. They were not locked in for that game. And obviously, you know, that was around the Tebow reign. So they weren't competing for a natty, and well, they didn't show up. Okay. Florida State last year. Now, I'm not sure if Florida State didn't play hard. They just didn't have a good roster. But your overall point is correct, Jared. If Florida State really cared about the bowl game, they would have played. Okay? They would have played. Now, I do agree with Jared. The game is a little inconvenient. I don't like the 2:30 New Year's Eve time. I just don't. I'm also not the biggest fan of a New Year's Eve or a New Year's Day bowl game. So for me personally, we will do a pregame. We'll likely do a halftime. And we'll also potentially squeeze in a postgame. So I am actually DJing a huge like set for New Year's Eve. My set doesn't start till 9, so I should be able to get all of that stuff in, so there you go. But, you know, I love DJing, love doing that, but I love doing this as well. So if we don't do a post-game show, which I want to do, I'll do a post-game show from where I'm set up. But I'm still trying to work that out with them. My folks, if you will. And if you are in South Arkansas, it's where it's going to be. Hit me up. We'd love to have you. It's free. It's the most affordable New Year's ball drop you will ever go to. And I did it last year. It was pretty epic. It was the first year they ever did, and we had a huge turnout. Okay. Now, next thing. I will touch on this briefly because this has it's just not as important as the LSU football discussion. But I was very fortunate that my father-in-law had a successful brain surgery on a small cancerous tumor. And it was the scariest week of my life. I'm not going to lie. A lot of you were familiar. I had to cancel some shows. You guys have been very flexible with us moving times around with the holidays and all that stuff. But we did have the big surgery, and it was successful. Now, we still have a long way to go because there are other ailments on his body. But I can't – like, I don't want to talk too much about it because I get emotional. I really do appreciate each and every one of you praying and your thoughts and all that stuff. So, anyway, back to LSU. Hopefully we get Thompson if the rumors are true, and all we really need to do is add a safety. I agree. Add another tight end for depth. You know, one safety that I would need to watch to see how he did this year at UNLV is a guy that I actually have always liked is Jalen Catalon. He played at Arkansas a few years and transferred to Texas, got hurt at Texas, transferred to UNLV, and he's got one more year of eligibility left. Just very injury-riddled. Price would need to be favorable, and I think he wants to go somewhere where he can play. So, there you go. Now, next thing. Let's talk a little bit about NIL. We will be doing some very open discussions over the next few weeks about LSU and NIL. Did we as a program have more money ready to spend for this transfer portal cycle? Is that the main reason why we have had so much success in the portal? The answer to that is it's a partial reason, right? Brian Kelly's $1 million did help out. It did give positive PR spin for not only us, but for the collective, Bayou Traditions. Okay, shout out Jared and the crew over there. We really, really needed something to jumpstart our NIL. So yeah, it did draw some attention to it. The Bryce Underwood situation also drew attention to it. But honestly, if I were to give the most underrated reason as to why we have had so much success in the portal, is just simple want to. And also organization. Now, one of our, most viral, I won't say viral, didn't go viral, but I had Andy Staples, on the show this past offseason. And it was when the Dominic Williams stuff was going on. And, you know, I was saying at the time that we were not in a spot organizationally with our NIL to feel like we were doing the best job we possibly can to get the transfers. So it wasn't just that we were getting outbid. It's that we weren't pressing as much as we needed to structurally to build a roster for us to be good this year. This year, though, foot on gas. Foot on the pedal for this entire transfer portal cycle. Notice LSU didn't just stop after a few proven guys. It's been a lot of proven guys. A lot. This is not your mama's transfer portal class. This is not the Louisiana journeyman discount class. It's not any of those things. There are a bunch of good football players coming in. This has been a true transfer portal class in the way that other teams have transfer portal class. Classes, as in, these are guys that actually were going from school to school instead of a guy like, let's just use a good transfer, Jared Bernard Converse, okay, who wanted to actually come back home to LSU. Okay, now we got a few supers. TJ, I really appreciate that. TJ and Louisiana Controls for all your commercial HVAC needs. They have been supporting us behind the scenes for so long. So shout out to TJ and the crew. Obviously, an extra special bond with TJ. I DJed him and his wife's wedding. And that was the top five wedding I've ever done. It was really that much fun. I asked TJ about it. TJ, I really appreciate you. And I appreciate your football knowledge. And I know you like to talk Saints as well. That is something we will not do until the end of eternity. All right. Jared, thank you for the super as well. There you go. Let's go to Jack K. He says, who are we after at safety in the transfer portal? Let me ask you this, Jack. Is there a guy on this current roster that you feel good about as one of your starting safeties going into next season? I want you to answer that question first, all right? Because, look, I would say I'm all in on Jacoby Matthews. I would say that immediately. But I'll just let that situation play out. Now, there was another safety from Jacksonville State that entered the portal who I thought was interesting. I didn't really watch him. I know we didn't get Zachariah Poizer. He went to Miami, and Miami fans will let me know about it because I did a film study on him. The problem is he was okay at best. I don't think he was special. Obviously, he was someone that was better than our safety room this past season. But, Jack, I'll tell you this. Over the last 2 or 3 days, I've not really paid attention to it. I've honestly spent a lot of time with family. And also with the NFL channel, as we did a Chiefs video yesterday. You know, I want to point out one quick thing as far as the LSU defense the biggest thing that they are going to need to do, and I really, really, really do mean this, is find a safety in the portal. Because I don't feel comfortable with our safety room. Now, Brian Kelly has put out a vote of confidence for Javian Toviano. But I don't know. I don't know about that. Okay. What about Deshaun Spears, says Jack K? I don't know. But Jack, I'll be honest. I've not really paid attention to the portal outside of what I read about Josh Thompson earlier today. Let's go to TJ. As one of the bigger BK deniers here, he's got to give credit where credit is due. He stepped up in the portal, and any coach that's willing to do a $1 million match here is fit to be our coach. Yeah, you know, and TJ, you were very critical of BK, as was I. Okay, as was I. Here's the problem with rating any single coach in the portal era, is that so much can change with your roster from one year to the next. So much can change. So the one thing I'll say about Brian Kelly is between the headsets, he has had issues at LSU. And there were quite a few of those this year. Now, as is always the case, the players are more important than the coaches. They're the ones out there playing. But Brian Kelly himself, between the headset, it's got to be better. And it's not just like making correct fourth down decisions or clock management or anything like that. It's hiring the right coaches. It's a play calling. It's a game plans. Now, did he have some good game plans this year? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. One thing I thought that was interesting, and this is just anecdotal, I like deferring to the second half. It's just something I've always been a fan of. As much as I do like seeing teams defer to the second half, with the way our offense was this season, receiving the football had its benefits, right? You know, South Alabama, I thought, was a good team that we played this year from the Group of Five level. Good using, used very loosely here. It was crazy that we jumped out to a quick 7-0 lead. The 7-0 lead versus Arkansas set the tone. So I hope that Brian Kelly will be better. And I think he will be. And part of the reason why I think he will be better is two things. Number one, I do think he will coach better next season. And number two, because we lacked some real talent and some real depth this year, okay, it emphasized the small, minute coaching mistakes that we would make. So I will agree overall, TJ. And I hate pocket watching. I really do. But I was very vocal, hoping Brian Kelly would reinvest some of his own money back into the program. Because I think one thing that didn't sit well with a lot of people was how shallow our roster is compared to how big our coaching salaries are. Okay. Make my thoughts go to you, man. Hang in there, brother. Holden says he's interested in the safeties yet to enter. Would you give Caleb Downs $1 million to come to LSU is the question. Because he is worth that. If I was him, I am making sure I get minimum $1 million to go to whichever school. Minimum. He might already be getting that. I heard his number was like $450,000 to $500,000. But could be something else. Nicholas wants to know, what are we talking about today? New additions or just game film? We could do both. I could play some film studies. Now, coming up next, is there one position that we are sleeping on just a little when it comes to the portal?
Book your 360 spin booth experience today with Zion Imaging. Yes, that's my buddy Jaron Thomas, who started this venture years ago. And look at the smiles on these faces. This state-of-the-art photo booth is so incredible. I work in the wedding and event industry, and anytime I see a 360 photo booth, it takes your event, whether it's a reunion, a wedding, a conference, no matter what it is, it takes it to another level. Give them a follow on Facebook. Book them today. There is a special deal going on now where you can get up to 40% off. This is all the info. Give them a call today, 318-469-4265, or go to Zion Imaging. That's X-Y-A-N Imaging. Home is where the heart is, and our friends at NOPOD Roofing really takes that to heart. 504-810-8744. Give them a call today for all of your roofing needs. And one of my favorite things about NOPOD Roofing is their versatility. They not only do roofing, they do siding, they do painting, they do tree removal, fencing, anything home improvement. Our friends at NOPOD will get you straight. Give them a call today at 504-810-8744 and let them know PHL and Carter the Power sent you. We never overpromise and always overdeliver with NOPOD, baby. Let's go.
All out to nooffseason.com. We get another info here from Julie. She says, I think BK deferred twice, but I wouldn't get my hopes up on that if he'll do more of that. And we'll get into his methodology, why he wants the football first. There is an analytical reason, but it's one that I push back against. I do want to talk really quickly about running back. I would have liked to have seen LSU add a transfer portal running back. I'm not the biggest fan of where we are as a running back room right now. It's not that I don't think the current running back room is good, but I do need to be careful before I move any further here. I've got to be very careful. And why? Why do I have to be careful? Well, when I talked about the need to go get tight ends from the portal, well, I got my head ripped off saying that we had Tre'Davious Green and we had Kamarion Pimpton and we had, you know, J.D. LaFleur coming in. And, you know, we've seen what happens since then. We got a 40-catch tight end from Oklahoma. We're probably going to land another blocking tight end from the portal. And Kamarion Pimpton left. So I'm not the insider source person. I'll never be that. I'll never, you know, I share info from time to time in our Patreon and in our Discord. I always just want to be the breakdown guy. All right. When that happened, wink, wink, nod, nod, I knew that the tight end room was going to shrink. Now, I say this about the LSU running back room. I am not sure if there's going to be any more movement there. What I would tell you, though, is there is some signal in Caleb Jackson hanging around. This was the prototypical normal transfer. Caleb Jackson, a player who had really high hype going into the season, ridiculously high hype. A pretty good recruiting ranking, some first-year buzz, just for him to basically be completely phased out towards the end of the season, but he decided to hang around. We've seen other players do that. They not only do they transfer, they'll quit the team right then and there. Jonte Cook at Texas is a good example of that. So there's still a piece of me that is believing in Caleb Jackson as an asset. I think so. But obviously next year it's a Kane and Durham show. We will miss Josh Williams, probably a little bit more than we thought. I don't know what's going to happen to Trey Holly. I don't know what's going to happen to first years Harlan Berry and TJ Lindsey. But I would like to go get another running back. I would. But if Caleb Jackson wants to hang around and we trust him to grow from this past season, let's see it. Let's go. Let's go to Boris. A great season of PHL. Merry Christmas, go Tigers. It was a great season of PHL, but guess what? I'm not even sure if PHL has seasons. Why don't we have seasons? Because PHL is proud to be a partner with the nooffseason.com network. Shout out to them. But it was a great season for us and overall. Even though it was a disappointing season for LSU football, we now know a little bit more about the environment we're in. And I know he got fired, but what Mac Jones said, I don't even think it was before this year. I think it was before the season before. And I've shared this quote a few times. Mac Brown has said college football has changed more in the last 3 years than it did in the previous 45 years of his coaching. And that sounds like hyperbole, but it's just the truth. The sport is constantly changing. And I understand it looked like last year we were behind, but now this year it looks like we're ahead. There are actual, and this is another signal, there, and if you're on Twitter enough, you'll see this. There are national reporters along with agents, along with people in the know who have no real ties to LSU at all. And what have they said? Y'all, LSU is a portal school this year. LSU is a portal school. We might not have the deepest pockets, but we are building depth. All right. Now, here's something else that you have to be ready for with these portal additions. Some of them are going to bust. Some of them are going to bust. I do think some are more important than others. You know, I have no favoritism towards Jack Pyburn versus favoritism towards Braylon Moore. But in a perfect world, of those two, you need Braylon Moore to be the better player if he's going to be your starting center. I think he's good. Are there some concerns for me with Braylon Moore? Yeah, there are. And we've already done the film study. We released it last week. And I actually released it from, you know, my father-in-law's hospital. But, you know, the biggest weakness is going to be power with him. He's not the absolute biggest guy in the world. But he's good. He's good. He's got great movement skills. And he has a year full of starts at center and a year full of starts at offensive guard. So he's got some versatility. Oh, yeah, Skipper and Reed in here? At least you didn't have to listen to Gary D. Gary Danielson's a former PHL guest. Well, he wasn't a former PHL guest. He was a former guest of my former show. But there you go. Now, I want to get into Julie's Super Chat, and then we'll talk some about Nick Anderson as far as deferring in the second half or to the second half. So Brian Kelly has shared this stat a few times. I need to go back and pull this clip. But he said that teams that score first during games win most of the time. What that study doesn't tell you, though, is, or that stat, what it doesn't specify is if the team that is scoring first is the team that received the opening kickoff. As in, is it that you receiving the opening kickoff helps you to score first? Well, you would like to think in theory it does, because you get the football first, and then you also get the football third, which is the first time after the opening drive. So whatever the case may be, whatever math you want to look at, I do think if Brian Kelly just looked at that stat somewhere, I do think it's misleading. I do. But I am of the belief that you should defer. Even though some of our most dominant games this year have been games where we received the opening kickoff. Now, TJ wants to talk about Nick Anderson. Let's do it. So we did a Nick Anderson film study. We also did one on Berrien Brown. We're going to try and get to every player. We've done Nick Anderson, Berrien Brown, Braylon Moore, Jack Pyburn. We've done a few players that we didn't get. So we're trying to run through as many as we can. So is Nick Anderson actually good? In his one season he really played at Oklahoma, he was indeed good. He was a solid blocker on the outside. He was 6'4". Obviously, some good playmaking ability. And yeah, were there holes in his game on his film? Yeah. But vertically, he makes plays. And in many ways, he is a less productive, less hyped CJ Daniels. So I'm really excited to see Nick next year. Let's go to Grant Super Chat. He says, Merry Christmas, Carter. Merry Christmas to you, Grant. There you go. Good to see you, man. But yeah, you know, as far as Nick is concerned, I want people to understand what he is and what he isn't. He's not some dominant X wide receiver. Now, is he good? Yes. Is he going to go out there and produce? Abso-freaking-lutely. He's going to produce. But I don't think he is just bulletproof. And probably the biggest thing holding him back are the injuries. Can he stay healthy? But a 6'4", year 4 receiver from Oklahoma who has produced some, let's take it. Let's go. I also like the way that the receivers we have brought in kind of fit next to each other as pieces. Then we get to a few more. Obviously, in the next 5 to 10 minutes, I'll answer as many questions as we possibly can. If you super chat, we'll keep it going. Grant, you get to pick the next topic. Go right on ahead. Yeah, I mean, at some point, you'll have to. I'll tell you this, man. I am glad some of the portal players that we have brought in, they don't seem to be potential locker room issues. You know, there was one player who is extremely talented I would have stayed away from. Florida decided to bring him in, Jonte Cook. I would have never touched him, ever. Ever. But Florida just had to get themselves another mid-wide receiver. It was just a thing that they needed to do. So they did it. Let's go to this. Jason, other people have been saying they think there are some players still in the playoffs that LSU will get through the portal when they're done playing. Have you heard this? Thoughts? Now, I have heard this. I have also heard Brian Kelly mention this. I think he vaguely mentioned this in a presser last week about something along the lines of obviously the number going from 12 to 15 and what we want out of the portal, but also him wanting to go and fill out this roster with more players that could still be in the playoffs. So let's do it. Yes, Sam, yes. Because I don't think, let's just say you are of the belief that Deshaun Spears is a guy that's going to take a massive leap, okay? You can believe that, and that's perfectly fine. You can believe that about Joel Rogers. You can believe that about anybody. You can believe that about any of the guys that are coming in right now. But let's just say Deshaun Spears turns out to be very good, like he's a Jalen Mills type of player. Obviously, that makes us look better, but what if he goes down if he's that good? You're still going to need depth. So, yes, safety to me is so big. I think safety and offensive line are just so much bigger than all the other positions in the portal right now that LSU still needs to address. Would I like to see them go get another tight end? Yeah, I would love that. I would absolutely love that. Let's see. Oh, God. Wife just texted me a minute ago. Wife just texted me saying I have to go out. And I was meeting up with my family anyway. But that we have to take a group pic. Like a family pic. So I am wearing a Suck That Tiger t-shirt. Should I wear this in the family photo? Everyone's dressed nice. Maybe, Jared, I know this is your hat now, Jared, but can I wear this in the family photo? If Jared approves, because this is his hat. I want to wear it. Let's go to Sam. I don't understand why we don't have one at all. And that was a worse group. They're in discussions. I do think LSU realizes that they need to address it. You know, one thing that I think is kind of a smaller story, kind of a side topic. It's not necessarily safety, but DJ Pickett is already on campus and he's already practicing with LSU. Now, he can't play in the bowl game, but he's there practicing. And he already has a single digit too. You guys know how I am about that. But with a five-star, you got to get him one. Suck That Tiger. Yeah. I'm going to give out a few more things on the live stream. Let's see, New Year's Eve. We'll go live Sunday night. Make sure I get this right. I've had it. Literally, I did not think this live stream was going to be as fun as it's been. Let's see. Man, I wish we played on that Monday instead of the Tuesday. Like I said, I like playing on the 30th. I also like playing on January 2nd. But if we're not in a playoff game, I don't want to be on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. It's just not what I want to do, but it is what it is at this point. So yeah, we will be live Sunday night. Now, I hope he's that good, CJ. Yeah, he's definitely a corner. I think you have to really see if it works out a corner for him. Now, let's go through a few national college football topics before we go. Just because Indiana and SMU got blown out doesn't mean, in particular, Indiana did not deserve to be there. Okay? I just can't get there with Alabama ever. I can't get there with South Carolina ever. But three losses seems like it's a lot. I still can't get over how imbalanced these SEC schedules are. And I was quite frankly telling everyone this. But no, apparently I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. Let's go, Sam. Sam, you get to pick the next topic. Go right on ahead. It's still amazing. Like, the NBA had, like, just the craziest day yesterday. And they had ratings go up, but the NFL ratings on Netflix were ridiculous. 24 million. Beyonce crush halftime. I do wish, though, Saturdays were just for college football. And high school football was just played on Fridays. I don't care the occasional, like, once a week Power Four game being played on Friday. But that's part of the beauty of football. Is that football is so structured. But now that you have to play all these different holidays and move games around, you know, I'd be careful if I were in the NFL. I'd be careful. Let's go to Boris. Thoughts on the Tennessee thrashing? Not really shocked by it. You know, I watched every single game that they played this past season, did a film study on every single one of their games. There's a lot of the Josh Heupel offense I want to see, you know, implemented with LSU. But, man, their offense was bad. Nico was not as good as many people thought he was going to be. Their skill position guys weren't really that good. And their offensive line really, really, really struggled. Okay. So I wasn't shocked really at all by it. Okay, I'll take a few more before I have to skid at that. Let's see. All right, I think that'll do it for about me. Jared said, I would have loved to have seen South Carolina in the playoffs. Head-to-head matters, man. Now, if they would have beaten LSU, then yeah, they should be in over Ole Miss and Alabama. But even then, it's close. For me. But it's whatever. Now, there you go. Let's go to a few more. Also, please pray for me. I think I knocked my shoulder out of socket. So I had to go get some muscle relaxers. And it is not fun DJing on a bum shoulder. So I have a few things coming up. So if you've seen me wincing in pain, that's part of it. And it's my neck, my back, my own, just like that. That is up there with Beatles' Yellow Submarine as the best song of all time. Bohemian Rhapsody and Queen. Let's talk Carol Perkins for Sam Super Chat. Okay. Should we bring Harold Perkins back? Yeah, I mean, the hardest thing about this is obviously when it comes to football talent, he's probably the best player on our team. But just because you're talented at something doesn't necessarily mean you're a fit for something. There's plenty of people that are extremely talented. They just don't fit the ecosystem that they're in. So the problem with Harold Perkins is he needs to find a position and really get after it at that position, from diet to understanding the nuances of it, and that'll do him some good. But obviously, you know, most of the success he had as a true freshman was as a pass rusher, but part of why he doesn't and why LSU doesn't want him to be a pass rusher is at the NFL level, he would be in the bottom one percentile of edge prospects heading into the NFL draft of all time. He'd be one of the smaller guys playing edge linebacker. Obviously, we don't want that. Okay? So if he's going to be an off-ball linebacker, a lot of work needs to be there. If he's going to be an edge player, which obviously is different in a two-point stance, he's going to need to bump up a little. But we don't know. We honestly don't know. So there you go. But thank you so much, and thanks to all of our super chats, Big Sam, Grant, Boris, and Jack, and who can forget our Venmos, Jared, LA Mom, and Louisiana Control's own TJ Reed. We will be back live on Sunday. Hopefully, we'll have a few teams knocked out of the playoff. Hopefully, we wink, wink, nod, nod, get our transfer portal announcements for some of those playoff teams, and we get the players that we need to fill our roles and our holes. Pause. That did not sound good at all. Hopefully we find those players that we desperately do need. Okay. Please, if it is in your heart's desire, go join the PHL Patreon where you get all the extra film study bonuses and all that good stuff. It is pow out LSU. Boom. And tonight we are doing turtle soup. Who wants some turtle soup? I kind of want to do another hour. And then my wife just get totally angry, miss out on the family photo. I got it. Type Y for yes, type N for no if you want another hour. I'm just kidding. Tonight, turtle soup to the moon. Let's go.